Hello, one and all, to another episode of Deep Lore. Today's topic is going to be a bit more complicated than usual, but I'll try my best to keep everything coherent. I was planning on doing an episode on quantum suicide, and already conducted most of the research and wrote a plan for the script. However, as it was heavily based on theoretical quantum mechanics, finding the right time and the right mood was a struggle. However, with the recent news of John McAfee's death, I ended up going on a bit of a tangent into his life, and with some of the reading from a thread on X, I was surprised that it would appear that Mr. McAfee might have known of this theoretical concept and perhaps even was protected by it. I'm sure if you've ever taken a look down John's Twitter, you would see he comes across like a conspiracy enjoyer. His tweets are always somewhat cryptic, and involves heavily slating the government of whatever country he resides in. And who can blame him, really? His life has been something straight out of a film. But his history is not what we're talking about in this video, and I certainly don't intend to exploit his death to gain views, especially because from his life story, it's obvious that even in his death, he has lived more than anyone else I know. Although, maybe at some point we can discuss his death, because there are some tweets from him that very firmly state his refusal to commit suicide, and last year very clearly stating, and I quote, "If I suicide myself, I didn't, I was whacked." And from another tweet saying, "If he gets killed, a la Epstein." So perhaps we might need to dive into that later. But for now, back to quantum suicide. It should be noted that as of right now, the general scientific consensus is that quantum suicide is only a thought experiment. There may be no possible way to test it or even prove it within the real world without the super controlled conditions of quarks and electron rotation that we can establish within purely conceptual ideas. But that doesn't mean it is outright impossible from a quantum perspective. Quantum mechanics has a habit of taking pre-understood beliefs and shattering them. At this point, I'm sure everyone and their mothers know of Schrödinger's cat. You know, you put a cat into a box that is wired up to a vial of poison and a detector. The detector drops the poison if it detects a certain spin on a certain electron. As the electrons appear to spin in no particular direction until viewed, there would be no way of knowing if the cat in the box is dead or alive. Please excuse that rushed and butchered explanation, but there are plenty of videos online if you want to learn more, and it's not strictly relevant to this video on quantum suicide. Also, this isn't my field of study, so the actual scientific explanation will be minimal, but the information for this conspiracy to make sense will be here. Well, quantum suicide addresses this concept of Schrödinger's cat, not from the experimenter's view, but from the cat's view. Let's say you have a revolver. You load any number of bullets, but at least one chamber is left empty. You point it towards your head, and you pull the trigger. There are only two possible outcomes at this point. You either survive, or you die. Well, quantum suicide states that every time you pull the trigger, you cause a split within the world, leading down two different timelines. In one timeline, the gun didn't fire. The other timeline, it did, and you die. When this split happens, you are completely unaware of your other self. Now, let's go back to the start, and say you pull the trigger three times in a row. From those three actions, you have created six outcomes, or six different worlds, as the theory states. You could have, or did not, die on the first, the second, and the third shot. This can go on indefinitely, but the outcome will always be one timeline where you have survived every single attempt on your life, the path of least resistance. According to quantum suicide, this could be possible with all the chambers loaded. Where there should be no feasible chance of survival, the timeline will split and you will die in one world, and perhaps the gun will jam or misfire in another, allowing you to survive no matter how many attempts you take. Sometimes you would survive with odds that would be next to impossible, or things that don't actually make sense that happen for you to survive. Obviously, the problem arises that in this world, the odds of you being killed by the gunshot will always be a set amount of percentage. If you have a 6-barrel revolver and you load 3 bullets in there, there will be a 50-50 chance of you no longer living in this timeline, not including any potential error with spinning the cylinder. So, while you may live in another timeline, it's best to not try this test as the chances of death are there and you would be unaware of any other timelines you created. But what if you just somehow knew that no matter how many times you did what you did, this current world you were in was a timeline that the gun would always misfire? Everyone around wouldn't know the difference, as it just feels like the same timeline. But you knew. The odds of this being the one true timeline has a chance that is incalculable, as every action would split. But what if it just was? This timeline we're in currently may have been the timeline that John McAfee knew was his always survive the gun timeline. Now, I have no idea how he would have known this, potentially from trying to commit suicide a bunch of times and it never being successful before. This brings us to a Wired interview from 2013, where the journalist, Joshua Davis, went to visit McAfee, where he was hiding in his private island off the coast of Belize. John McAfee sat in front of Joshua, in a small room in a bungalow. He pulled out a revolver and emptied the bullets across the table. He then lifted one bullet up and showed it to Joshua. Joshua then tries to defuse the conversation and goes back to the topic of drug trafficking, the initial investigative reason he first went there. John states that all the stories are fabrications and, quote, maybe what happened didn't actually happen, end quote. He then loads a bullet into a 5-cylinder revolver, clicks the cylinder back into place, and pushes the gun against the side of his head. He then pulls the trigger, the gun clicks, and nothing happens. Staring at Joshua, he then pulls the trigger 3 more times in quick succession. Nothing. The last chamber left unfired must have the bullet in. There is no other chamber. He once again stares at the reporter and pulls the trigger. Another click, no gunshot. Still holding the gun to his head, John just starts pulling the trigger rapidly, an unknown number of times. Over the sound of the hammer repeatedly hitting the chambers, he says, I can do this all day long. I can do this 10,000 times. Nothing will ever happen. Why? Because you have missed something. You are operating on an assumption about reality that is wrong. The article then begins to talk about John's other alleged criminal activity and doesn't discuss a revolver situation again. It could be that John McAfee used some sort of sleight of hand to remove the bullet or to change it to a dull round to create a facade. It would make sense considering he uses this to display to Joshua that he might be missing something or that the drug trafficking charges against John is just a smokescreen. This may be true, but I think it would be pretty hard for John to pull that off sitting at a table with just a few items on it. This article struck strong bonds to quantum suicide when I read it. It just seemed so strange. John McAfee was very much a clear-cut, grizzled man, and doing this would show the confidence he has in his actions. Could John have known of quantum suicide and inadvertently discovered that he was on the surviving timeline? I searched through his Twitter and couldn't seem to find any reference to the revolver situation. It appears he was quite good at responding to tweets, so it's a shame that, as far as I can see, no one asked him what actually happened. Like I said, the odds of this happening, if it's even possible, would be incalculable, and using logic, there must have been some sort of street magic or sleight of hand to change the bullet into an unprimed one. And at the moment, that would be my belief. But what if he knew something that we didn't? Maybe, regardless of his actions, he could never end his own life, as the timeline of least resistance, the surviving one, was this current one. This would also pose a problem of his death. If this was the surviving timeline, then he couldn't have killed himself, much like he said in his tweets. But, like I said at the start, I think that's a topic for another video. Please excuse my butchering and my attempt to simplify this topic. It's something that even the conferences of the best minds in science still haven't figured out, so it's pretty hard for someone like me to simplify it in a YouTube video. But I think the core of the premise is in this video, and I think you can use this to understand the conspiracy if quantum suicide or quantum immortality comes up on a conspiracy iceberg. Either way, I hope you've left this video with knowledge that you didn't have beforehand. Thank you for watching this episode of Deep Lore. Hopefully, it's left you wanting to view more content. Please leave a like if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you haven't done so yet. I would appreciate it if you could share it with your friends. After all, why leave the comfort of the VCR when we're only at the tip of the iceberg? There are still plenty more video cassettes left to watch.